I had a couple of hours to kill before the meeting with Cortez, so I went home and made some phone calls on the stories for Tech Week. Then, after having procrastinated as much as I could, and freelancers are the most accomplished procrastinators on Earth, I opened up the PTO directory and called Melanie McCauley, mother of the suspected water gun bandit, Brittany Britty McCauley. At least, I intended to call Melanie.
Hello?
The voice was deep and gravelly. Hi, is Melanie there? One thing freelancers have to do on almost a daily basis is make phone calls to people we don't know. You'd think we'd be less awkward about it. There was a pause.
Who's calling?
The sound of a man wondering why another man is asking for his wife. I gave him my name, which was awkward because now I didn't know what name I could use, and explained, without making any accusations, Ethan's situation. The man, who identified himself as Bill McCauley, Britty's therapist dad, sounded relieved.
Yeah, I heard about that, he said. Honestly, water guns at school and they make a big deal out of it. Can you figure it?
You're the shrink, I reminded him. That's your job. Bill laughed.
So, what can I do for you, Aaron?
I took a breath. I hate even saying this, Bill, but does Brittany... I didn't know her well enough to call her by her supposedly adorable nickname. Own a yellow water gun? There was an uncomfortable, for me at least, silence.
Aaron, have you ever had a 6-year-old daughter? Bill asked.
Not yet, but I have one warming up in the bullpen.